Chapter 6. Solora. Solora was hunkered down behind the bales of cloth, her whole body as relaxed as it could be, considering the predicament she was in. She was confident that they didn't know where she was. She had run swiftly through the twisting streets and had turned and doubled back as often as she could to ensure that they had not been able to follow her. Still, it was right to be cautious. The men following her seemed to have some kind of insight. On previous occasions, she had barely managed to escape them. They had an uncanny ability to track her down. She was, by any stretch of the imagination, a warrior of immense ability who was able to escape the most capable of trackers. She had been trained well, and by a very unusual source. Her mind turned inwards. She had been born 17 summers previous, and, as was the custom in the warrior tribe she belonged to, had been abandoned in the wild hours after her birth. She was left in a cave beyond the reach of all other humans to either thrive or die as the gods willed. Less than 1 in 100 survived the ordeal. For the first few days of her life, she had screamed, as babies do. She was hungry, tired, cold, but he had visited her. He had placed his hand on her and quieted her, staying for no more than a few minutes. But on his departure, she knew what she needed. She cried no more, and had, with the power of some basic understanding, used her mind to pull on the universal fabric and draw a cave lioness to her. From that animal, she had suckled and grown, and had learned the ways to hunt and track and become one with her surroundings. She had quickly become accepted by the pride as a whole, bending them to her will with her understanding of the basic nature of the fabric of the universe.